Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
You know what my favorite thing that I did this for
Roll, please,
way
make
too
sure.
long.
Okay. What is it?
The guy, you remember when you bought me a surfboard?
Yes.
And I met the guy who made that board, and it turns out he's a long time surfboard shaper. He's known throughout the world.
Okay.
And his name's Michel Genaud.
I remember that name, yeah.
And I told you this story once before, but because he's a man, I thought you pronounced it Michel. And so I was always like, oh, Michel. You know. And he finally goes, Vince, it's just Michel. You don't have to. I don't know what.
Michel. Oh, Michel.
It's exactly. Michel. I thought it was like a French sort of.
Michel.
Michel.
And Michel. Was it M-I-C-H-E-L or was it M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E?
No, I think it's E-L. I can check real quick.
Michel.
But it's just, I just had it.
Genaud. Michel. Michel. Genaud.
So dumb.
It's just Michel, dude.
And he finally just went, bro. Yeah, it is M-I-C-H-E-L.
Boom. Michel. Michel.
So embarrassing. Yeah.
This is a continuation of the, how the F do I remember people's
yes,
names?
Yes, right.
I can say fuck, can't I?
Yes, we're on the secret show.
Held back there.
You've made sure that we're good, right?
We're not going 100%. On
the air, are we?
Okay. Yeah, all right. No one dies in radio, but you can get a fucking huge fine for swearing.
Yep.
I would probably die if that happened, so.
Yeah. Well, so would we all, because yeah. We'd all be fired.
That'd I'd be pretty mad that. At you, dude.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway.
I'm hungry.
We're not.
You're
and
hungry?
It's not.
I got a meat stick.
No, tired and hungry. I'm fired and hungry.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
I'm
job,
jobless
yeah.
and broke is what I mean, yeah.
Because I do have a meat stick if anyone wants to.
You want a meat stick?
Well, I'm fasting. I love meat sticks.
You're fasting.
She's got the Slim Jims.
Yeah, I'm fasting until,
I go for
yeah.
the full-on OG Slim Jims. Yeah. So good.
You getting a colonoscopy so later, or what are you fasting for?
No, I'm just for my diet.
It's a summer
intermittent
shred.
Intermittent fasting?
Well, I'm not really doing it. I'm doing it for portion control.
That's
crazy. He's
well,
on a roll, man.
Well, like my calories. Like the if I eat later in the day, then it's easier to stay within my calorie range for me.
Oh.
He's got a full-on like personal trainer.
What?
On good.
A, on an actual.
How much does that cost?
Diet.
I'm gonna dump
it's
this.
It's in the
we'll
family.
Just move on.
It's
yeah.
The family.
Oh, well, it's you just say it's in the family.
Have said any of that? Sorry, Alex.
Okay, you can dump that, I guess.
I don't mean to out you
or
like
just
that.
Fucking leave it in. I, what is? What are you scared of your,
no,
of your trainer?
This
is
this
like
a
he's thing?
He's getting fucking yoked. I didn't realize this was
I'm
a thing.
I'm getting yoked with my trainer, yeah. He's a good right. trainer. Yeah, my buddy Zach.
Oh, so he's
and
just
now
a friend.
You're telling names.
Your buddy Zach.
Yeah, Exact Fitness.
What's up, Zach?
Oh.
Yeah. Ding ding shame. Exact. Yeah, exactly. How do I find this guy?
You can find him on Instagram.
Under
Exact
EGG
X.
EGGZAKED.
You know what? Now I actually don't know anymore.
Well, look it up.
I think I changed
boy.
It to
don't
like Coach Zach.
It.
I know.
Coach Zach.
Coach Zach.
Z A C K or Z A K? Or Z A K K? Super. That's how you spell Zach.
It's X and then Z A C T and then just fitness. I don't want to spell that
exact
whole thing.
Exact Fitness.
Z A C T. I see.
At Exact Fitness. Yeah, okay, exact. Great. Well, I'll tell you something. That guy is shaping you right the fuck up.
I know. He's
you
he's,
are.
He's
you
good.
You went from, I don't want to say dad bod because you're not a dad, but to like summer shred.
Summer shred.
For sure. I was, not in the best shape.
Summer shredding. Happened so fast. I got trained up by my coach Zach. Good morning show family.
All right. Is this bad advice?
This one is a response to the lady who's done IVF twice.
Okay.
This lady is only, I think the lady was like 32 or 34, and she's gone through two rounds of IVF, and so far they only have three viable.
That's right.
Little zygotes or whatever they're called.
Mm-hmm.
So she was asking if they should do it again before they even try to conceive naturally. And this person says, oh my God, don't do it again. I had twins at 40 and did not do IVF. My fiance, now husband, decided at 39, we're going to try and have a baby. Since we weren't getting any younger, we tried naturally for a few months and then decided to talk to a fertility specialist, since I'm old. So we talked to a fertility doctor, did all the tests, both me and him, did my labs. He got his sperm all checked out. I should also say my husband had testicular cancer, so only has one real ball.
Oh.
Started trying in January, met with the doctor in April. Once the tests and all the stuff were done, it was June. During all this time, we were still trying, testing to ensure it was the right time of the month to conceive, all that stuff. When they checked to see how many follicles I had 18, which for my age was a lot. Usually over 35, there's maybe 6 to 10. We ended up doing Clomid, which released 4 eggs. And then we did something called IUI, which is intrauterine germination, where my husband gave his specimen and they turkey basted her. Like, we're making sure this gets past the cervix into the uterus.
Oh.
I don't know.
Turkey basted as in they took the splooge and squirted it into her.
Mm-hmm. And got it up past the critical
got
point.
It. Okay.
Oh.
Which I don't think is an actual turkey baster, but it is something that'll shoot it.
That's
you know,
right. Uh-huh.
It gives you a little helping hand. That's all. It puts it in the right place.
Makes sense.
So she had released 4 eggs. They turkey based her.
The doctor doesn't just spit it through a straw. She's
maybe
one of those big tapioca
right.
straws.
Sure, whatever you guys need it to be. That's what it could be. Is that what you want? The doctor just you
yeah.
know?
We like that. That's right. Better.
Smell first.
So they turkey based her. She's got the 4 eggs. They turkey based her. Lots of fun, she says. We ended up pregnant in August with twins, and they just turned 1.
Nice.
Twins, that's hard.
They're adorbsible.
I'm sure.
I'm looking at a picture of them here. Do you want to see? Really cute.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Yep.
I can't tell. Is that a girl and that's a boy? Or maybe they're both boys. I don't know. Or maybe they're both girls. Sorry about it. Anyway, I saw all this essentially saying she's 34. She does not need to go through that again for a third time. How about talking to a fertility doctor first and trying things naturally and then maybe a boost if needed? Just my thoughts from a geriatric mom. Hope you get laid, especially Vinny. From Danelle. I know Danelle.
Thanks, Danelle. You know Danelle?
Well, I yes.
Oh.
She runs like a nutrition business.
Okay.
So obviously she was in great shape with 18 follicles ready to go.
Nice.
I'm ready to fucking have babies. Come on.
Super poontang.
Yeah. That's swoontang right there. This one is about lesbians.
All right.
Oh, okay.
It's not sexy time,
this
though, guys.
Is good. It's
let's
gonna be
go.
Great. Yeah, let's hear some lesbo stuff. Go.
This is just a response to the UTI
All right.
thing. It's not sexy.
All right.
This fucking show. Oh, God, so many men around. All right. So, hey, all.
Hey.
First.
Hi.
Then what'd she say?
She says, first, let me say how much I love both the full show and the secret show. I first started listening in 2010 when I moved to San Francisco to work at Pixar.
All right.
We moved back to the East Coast in 2012, and I continued to listen every day via podcast. My wife isn't much of a podcast person, but I've gotten her to listen and enjoy in the fun a few times. A personal moment of pride for this writer recently was hearing her on a work call say, "You heard it here first." Maria Athens style. Which is, you know, you've wormed your way. When people start saying, "Have a great Friday, you motherfucker," then you know that you have, you're in their head. Bye! To answer a question that came up on 421's, this is last Friday's secret show. Yes, lesbians do get UTIs, but I would say yes to the comment about experiencing them less than my straight friends. To answer the rimming question, I know lesbians that do that, but it's a no-go zone for us. All right! Hope this helps. Loyal lesbian listener from New York City.
How did she spell all right?
I said that part.
Oh, that's not on there. Okay. Yeah. You're right. Just cheering.
It's a no-go zone. I'm cheering for my lesbian friend who lives in New York City.
All right.
Her name's Lauren. I hope she doesn't mind that I said her name, but she did put it right here. So. Mm. And Lauren, by the way, thank you for bringing in additional listeners in the form of your wife.
Yeah, good job.
Or your girlfriend or whatever she is.
Too bad wife. You don't love her enough to really, you know, show
it's
her how
true
you
feel. Love to be like, I'm going to keep that a no-go zone.
No, it's not.
It is. It's true love. No. It's like, you know what I don't want to see? The worst part of you. I like only your great parts.
The worst part of you?
Is your asshole. Yes, that's where the shit comes out. That's the worst
no, that's
part
the
of
best part.
Any human being. It's the fucking worst part. Unless you have like really gnarly feet and like they stink, then maybe they're slightly worse. Although shit doesn't come out of them, so.
We have another lesbian.
Oh, do we?
Too, if you wanted to read,
I don't have
it's
it.
Very
you
short.
Read it.
It says
you read it.
In short, hi, yes, lesbians can get UTIs, but if you're like me, totally a germaphobe, and but if you are like me, totally a germaphobe, and no, I don't rim, but we have very hot sex. Chris from Oaktown. I don't understand that, but if you're like me, totally a germaphobe.
Well, maybe she doesn't get him because she's like fully
careful, very careful.
Right, really. It's all, it really, it can be anything. It's just some foreign body that gets into your, well, your into your urethra.
I've known, I've had more than one partner, but it, specifically my wife, but other partners as well years ago, who go pee after every time we fuck.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a routine. And that's, most doctors will tell a lady that.
If you're prone to these, this is how you can avoid
but
them.
But you can avoid them. Like, that's just, whether you're prone or not, go pee after mm-hmm. sex. The end. Like, there's right. no reason not to. And it will keep you clear of UTIs.
Well, it certainly helps. Mm-hmm. That's for sure. The, you know, they actually call it, UTIs can start with, they call it like newlywed syndrome or something like that. It's from fucking a lot.
Yeah.
And a lot of grinding and fucking and can
all right.
Yes, it can really get it can get dirty down there, and especially if, like, you know, like little bits of shit can get in there, like little bits of you know, like juices get
caca?
Dry. No, not caca. Like, just, I mean, debris.
Oh,
not,
well,
not
all right.
Shit.
Well, you said shit.
I
they
did.
Are next door neighbors, so
they
it
are.
Does
yeah,
make
yeah.
you wonder.
It does, but that's not what I was talking
okay.
about. I'm just talking about, like, you know, how sometimes you might need lube because things are getting dried out, and sometimes that can get a little flaky when it's dry, and that can get in there, and that can be a problem.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
So shit can get up in your urethra.
That makes sense.
It's a tiny little
shit.
Thing.
Stuff.
I mean debris.
Just say stuff.
Okay. I mean debris.
Yeah, say stuff.
My girlfriend, Leslie, when I was a kid,
right.
well, when we were
oh, this
late
will be good.
Hey,
teens
Leslie.
And early 20s.
Hey, Les. You two were in the shower together?
No.
Oh,
this
right.
is just a bad thing that happened to her.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
So we
was
were.
John watching too?
No, I didn't know. Well, I might have known John, but I don't think I knew him.
He meant John, your brother, looking through the peepo.
Oh, that one through the peepo. Maybe. I mean, she came around a lot.
Oh,
we were
so
friends.
John has seen her naked. Okay.
Possibly.
All right.
She probably would have been down. So she was drunk and having sex with someone, and she went to put a spermicidal suppository, which I don't know what they're called, but you can pop them up into your vagina, and they will kill the sperm. Just some kind of little capsule.
You do it after
no,
or
no,
before?
Before?
Before, okay.
You do it. So she's hammered and she's feeling around down there, and this thing is small and has a sort of a tapered end, and she stuck it into her urethra, which is surprising because that's small.
Yeah.
It is very, very nearby, but very, very small. I don't stick a lot of little tiny suppositories up there, so I mean, I guess maybe that happens. But she proceeded, she didn't realize until later when she couldn't pee.
Oh.
And that there was a problem. And
that guy was banging against her, too.
Yeah, sure.
Bring
it home.
Bang.
Yeah.
Bang.
Pushing it further up.
She thought it was further. You know, she wasn't like she. So she feels around, I guess, in her cooch, and she can't feel it. So she just assumes it's up there.
Then he probably came inside of her too, thinking like, "Oh, you're
you're all protected. You guys are spermicidal jelly or whatever."
Oof.
I know. So I had to take her to the emergency room.
Oh.
It was okay. She was all right. It was fine. But I just thought that was like, that's really the only time I've ever heard of that. Except
I'm surprised
for,
it didn't just, wouldn't that just dissolve?
That's what I would think, yeah. But it didn't. And she had a problem with it. It must have been in either, maybe it's in like a soluble capsule or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know,
let's
but
see.
We wound up going.
The mysteries of the vagina.
And the urethra. Very
all
next door, next door neighbors.
I mean, yeah, but that's not something that you would think.
I know, but you know, catheters are thick. Like, you ever been catheterized?
No, like,
really, never. I don't know why you would be. I guess.
Yeah. Why
but
would
if
I?
You never had a surgery or anything, because they'll catheterize
nothing
you for that
major. No.
Yeah. Well, have kids, and then you get a nice catheter stuck in you.
Yeah. Thanks.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's no good.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
So I've been catheterized, and they come at you with that thing, and you're all, are you fucking kidding me?
Like, well, that's look, crazy. Here's what I'm saying. I am someone who has looked at naked ladies, specifically vaginas, every day of my adult life and probably back to age 12.
Okay.
And this was before, you know, the photos got graphic in such a way where I went, I can't not see. I need all the stuff.
I'm going to need to see all that every time.
And you don't go around, even in a full spread eagle shot, going, oh, there's the urethra. Like, you don't see that.
Why wouldn't you look
for
that?
I mean, you could, I guess,
it's right
if
there.
You're looking at it, go, there it is. But you don't, I don't see it.
Yeah, it's not like a penis that's sticking out.
Can be, though, right?
Kind sure, of. It can be. It can have a little bit of lippage to it.
When I look for it, I guess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can feel around for it,
I don't ever even look for it. I don't even... And when I'm, like, giving oral, I'm just licking everywhere.
Yeah, you're all up
all
in
of it.
It's right there in the slide.
I know.
Right
there in the chute. Slide like you wouldn't believe.
Well, shoulders must not be prominent.
No,
sometimes they're a little more prominent.
Licking her pee hole.
Oh, yeah, no. I mean, you are licking her pee hole.
I lick her butthole, too, so
obviously.
I mean,
right. What's a big deal with the pee hole when you lick her disgusting butthole where the shit comes out?
It's not disgusting. Okay. It's not that
beautiful. You know what? To each his own. Yeah. I don't have time for my main one here. So
what?
I'll do this one tomorrow.
Is this the one you teased us with yesterday?
Yeah, you said we could have it. Do it.
No, I'm not going to do it. And I'm going to say, and actually, we'll do it tomorrow with Vihail. It's a good one. It's a good one, yeah. It's great. I tried to talk Maddie out of having kids.
Oh, he wants to have kids?
Well, I told you, they regret it. They have regrets about it.
Or are they going to try?
No,
they're not. So you didn't have to talk him out of it.
I tried to talk him out of his feelings of regret. I'm like, your life is awesome.
Yeah, it's easy for him to say that, and that's, you know, something you might say in a conversation. I honestly think until you have a kid, that part of your heart isn't even alive or functioning.
So you could just leave it be.
You just leave it and you don't know that it's even there. I didn't know it existed. And even after the first kid was born, I was like, meh. It's over time, the attachment becomes then this other part of your heart that was sitting there quietly, unknown to you, becomes swole.
Right.
Swole.
It becomes yoked.
I just looked over at Alex.
It's a summer shed shred on it.
Anyway, that part of your heart is unknown to you until you've had a kid. And then that's where you're like your Madonna story where you were talking about the mom who she bought jackets for the kids and she didn't have one.
No.
That's a mom heart. That's a dad heart. That's what comes of that. But that
You'll
part of you is
anything
not.
Anything for your kid
that
to
part
be.
Of you is not even. Touched or right. awake or functioning.
And when it isn't, doesn't make you less of a person.
No, you're good.
You're good.
But yes, once the kids are here, and that's why you hear me sometimes telling dumb stories on the air where I'm like, and then this happened. Isn't that so cute? Like, you love him so much. So much. You're like, there I am.
You've convinced me to do it.
Hearing them in the hallway talking amongst themselves.
You're doing it,
Vinny.
Did you just hear him? You're ruining. You're ruining Alex. You're in the process of ruining Alex's life.
Why? What are you doing?
No, he's convinced me to have kids.
No, that's not what I'm doing. That's
such a great
man.
You made a great point just now.
Oh, I don't even know what point I made. I thought I was saying so you don't
isn't
even know
how amazing it was. Yeah, all those little moments.
His heart's only half awake.
Did you just hear me when telling you this out morning about trying to work out together? Why are your eyes closed and you're breathing weird? Because this is hard. Stop talking to me. God damn it. The end.
You're making it sound too
I'm
good.
I'm done. Okay. The end.
See you tomorrow.
God. Ha ha ha.